For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. Beaver men's hockey team will host Michigan Tech for a postseason tournament berth in the NCAA tournament, joined by fifth-year senior captain Kyle Loft out of Mankato. Wasn't officially the game winner, but it sure felt like the game clincher. Here he's empty netter. What were the emotions going through your mind as you saw that thing go in the net?
Yeah, relief, obviously, up two with a few minutes left and they pulled their goalie. Obviously, you know, the game's not over yet and we had to finish the job. So obviously putting that empty netter in the back of the net was big for us. You knew that the game was over.
Nine straight wins is hard. What's impressed you the most about this run that you guys are on?
I wouldn't say there's one specific thing. Obviously, our team defense has taken a huge step. I would say that's probably the biggest thing. I think we're sitting at below 1.8 in this stretch, goals against, which has been huge for us.
You've been in the national tournament before, if that even counts, in a COVID bubble. What would it mean to you to get back?
Yeah, it'd be awesome. It'd be great for the program. Obviously, at the beginning of the year, you want to win a national championship, so the first thing you got to do is get there. And that we know that it's a big game on Friday to get there. We win, we're in, but we got to take care of the job on Friday first, so that's our main focus.
They were the last league team to beat you. It seems like so long ago we were in Houghton for that trip. You were on that trip, not playing in that trip. What is it about that team and what they're doing right now that's going to pose you the biggest challenge?
Yeah, I mean, they have a great forward group, great goaltending, good players on the back end. You know, they were obviously picked to win this league. They're a good team. They were picked for a reason. They're going to pose a threat to us, but it should be a great game. We're ready for it.
Have you ever seen a game finish as goofy as that one did?
No, it was weird. Obviously, them getting that goal with 4 seconds left at the end was kind of a dagger to us, but we ended up getting that extra point in the shootout, which is huge for us.
Since that point, like I said, you guys have gotten contributions from everyone. As a captain, as a leader, what's it like to see freshmen, sophomores, juniors, seniors all stepping up here and getting the job done?
Yeah, it's awesome. Obviously, it seems like it's a different guy every night. But at the same time, everyone's playing a well-rounded game. You know, like I said, it's a different guy getting on the score sheet every night. But it's so big to have that depth up and down the lineup, the trust in everybody. That helps you play a confident game from start to finish.
You guys have been really, really good at home. How rewarding is it for all those players in that locker room to be able to bring this excitement to the fans here?
Yeah, it's awesome. And I know Coach always says it to you guys, the media, like, that's who we play for, is the fans, the alumni, our families, friends, you know, whoever it may be supporting us on the outside. It's exciting to be able to bring that here, give them a chance to come here and cheer us on and have some fun with it.
As a player, what does it mean that as you and I are recording this on Tuesday that there's 200 tickets left?
Yeah, it's awesome. We're obviously super excited. The energy is going to be great. Probably the best. I would say it's going to be the best from you know, since I've been here in 5 years. The best crowd that you know, I've seen played in front of. So we're super excited about it.
How are you going to bring yourself down at game time?
Yeah, I mean, there's a trophy on the line. There's an NCAA berth on the line. That's our focus, right? You just want to attack it just like it's any other game. Try to keep. I mean, if you get too high, you get too low. Obviously, it's not going to benefit you in the end. So you just got to keep that in mind.
I think you've got 16 wins when you score first. How important is that this week?
Yeah, especially a one game series, right? It's do or die. You got to play a full 60 minutes. If you don't, then it could be detrimental to your season. So that's our focus.
Best of luck.
Thank you.